Hi.
Hello.
So I was thinking we just make this the Guilty to Kick Cancer show.
Attention all San Diego Freeway units. We have an 1180 involving a gas tanker southbound San Diego Freeway at Sunset. All responding units identified.
LA 7 Mary 3 and 4 responding.
10-4, 7 Mary 3.
This is a big tip. Rampart, we have lost the victim's pulse. Beginning CPR.
And it's time once again for the internet's only fire, EMS, and police podcast, the crossover show. Welcome to it, folks. We got a great show for you lined up. Mr. Motorcop, motorcopblog.com. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Awaiting the arrival of number three imminently.
Imminently, yes. Now, for people who are aware of your secret identity, there is a wagering site. That I can go to and put in when I think Omega will arrive?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm going to put all my money on August 8th.
August 8th? Why August 8th, if you don't mind my asking?
Because I think it will be early.
I'm going to go early as well. Matter of fact, I'm praying for early because my dumbass scheduled myself right before shift change to work the only 2 days I was going to have off in a two-week period. So I'm working 10 days straight. So I'm really hoping that kid shows up so I don't have to work 10 days straight.
Smart guy. Now, you've got Omega on the way. How's the missus doing? Doing well?
Doing nesting like you would not believe, by the way.
Oh, that's a good sign, my friend, as you well know.
This house is immaculate. It's beautiful.
Your house is always immaculate.
Well, it's like super immaculate. It's like if there's something above type A, it would be that type.
Yeah, every time you have the family over – and folks, MC is a wonderful host. Whenever the families meet up at the MCPD, mostly we get there to cook beer. How's the Alpha Brew coming?
It is coming very nicely. As a matter of fact, I will be bottling on Sunday.
That is wonderful. Now I work Sunday.
That's not my fault.
I'm not going to be able to make it.
Whatever, loser.
But I'll come by Monday to pick up the gear because I am ready to cook again. Perfect. My first keg is empty.
I assisted you in that endeavor.
Yes, you did, and at 10:25 in the morning, no less.
Well, we're nothing if not dedicated.
So what do you have with you this evening for your beverage of choice?
This evening, I'm just hitting the water.
Hitting the water? What, are you working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Jeez, you cops. This evening, Mr. Thaddeus Setla from Setla Films will be happy. I am enjoying a Sterling Vintners 2008 Reserve Meritage.
Nobody knows what that means.
Everybody knows what that means. See, MC, those of us in the fire and life safety services are more refined.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to point out that I grew up in the firehouse, and I know you're full of shit.
I am. You know what's not full of shit, though?
What's that?
Kilted to kick cancer.
Man, we are the kings of Segway.
Yeah, and notice no prostate poop joke.
What? You just made one.
Yeah, after the fact.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, now it's okay to make the jokes so long as you're serious about the risks. Now, MC and I told everybody about Kilted to Kick Cancer that we're launching it in September. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and you can go back and listen to our previous episode and listen to the reasons that we're doing this. But MC, since the last time we've spoken to this audience, oh my, things have happened.
Oh my God, yes they have.
To say that industry and supporters have come out of the woodwork in an amazing fashion would be an understatement.
I think that would be an insult to woodwork. I don't know how, but that's what comes to mind.
It would. Now, the first folks that stepped out, as we've mentioned, Magnum Boots.
Yes. Good Lord, yes.
And we had our meeting with them, which we mentioned last time, and they not only said, what do you need? They have come through in ways that I never imagined. Now, for example, folks, I actually got a message today from our good friend Epi Junkie, who last year we helped raise money for breast cancer awareness in October. And, you know, she's probably going to have some trouble pulling money together for a kilt. Makes sense. I understand. They're expensive. We'll get to that in a moment. She asked if there were going to be t-shirts.
Oh.
And that answer is, thanks to Magnum Boots USA, yes.
Yeehaw.
There are going to be Kilted to Kick Cancer t-shirts. Now, they are going to be extremely limited. So if you guys want to get one, the first place you're going to need to go is EMS Expo, EMS World Expo in Las Vegas at the end of the month. That's where we're kicking this thing off, guys. That's one of the many places that this thing is getting kicked off. And
I must jump in and say that I apologize for the fornication that occurred nine months ago, because I really would have liked to have been there. I would have liked to have been there anyway, but because we're jumping Kilted off at the same time, but obviously priority is the little one.
Yes, and I'm glad that you brought your fornication into the show. That's wonderful.
And I would like to point out that the wife is now looking at me like, you're apologizing. Say hi, wife.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mrs. MC in the background. Hello. Everybody say hello.
For the crossover, we'll find me on the couch, probably with the kid.
Probably playing Xbox.
Well, probably.
But yes, there are not only t-shirts, MC, but when Magnum Boots USA, Alexis and Lloyd and Brett said, let us do up a little logo for you.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
I expected maybe a Celtic font, perhaps, you know, maybe a little knotwork design.
That's what I was anticipating, yes.
To say that this will be the most sought after image on the internet for years to come, again, not an understatement.
that might be a skosh overstated, but just a skosh.
Well, let me just say, for our lady listeners, which I'm sure there are many, how would you like to see a man in a kilt bent over a table?
Oh, come on. No, it's not a family show. I take it back. Yeah, let's get that guy bent over.
Show. No. Let's just get that image in everyone's heads.
Absolutely.
Yes. And just the way that Magnum is stepping up and getting not only products, but bringing together these artists to help out with this really shows that they've taken this cause to the next level. And I can't thank Alexis and Brett and Lloyd and everybody at Magnum Boots USA for helping us with that. And if you guys need boots, please get over there. This is kind of the Kilted Kick Cancer Pimp Show, guys. We want to get you fired up for it, because knowing us, there probably won't be another show until September. So this is going to be your fix of info for what we've got so far.
Yeah. So get it while it getting's good.
Yes. And you can follow Magnum Boots on Twitter. MC, correct me if I'm wrong. Magnum Boots USA.
Yes, sir. Very, very good.
And you can get them on Facebook as well.
Yes, you can. Yeah, yeah. Imagine this. Just search Magnum Boots.
And guys, I'm sure most of the people listening to this show already follow them, but this is a company that doesn't just put up a website, put up a couple social media contacts, and then, you know, click off a checkmark box and go to lunch. These guys are actually actively using social media to further their message and their company, and I love it. I can't get enough. I'm going to go over there right now. You want to go to Modesto?
I think they're closed.
I would be Alexis would probably beat me over the head with a boot, and I'm not sure I would mind that if I don't mention that their factory sales coming up this
weekend. Oh, in very
Modesto,
good.
August 5th and 6th. It's coming up, I believe it's Friday, Saturday. Up to 75% off, I think.
I believe that is correct.
Are you kidding me? They're literally almost giving away the store.
It absolutely. And if she hits you over the head with those boots, I have a pair of those boots, and that would not be a pleasant experience.
And guys, if you go in there, if you go to the Magnum Boots sale in Modesto, and you say, the Happy Medic sent me, they will let you go down the slide.
That's true. And if you say Motorcop sent me, they will let you go down the slide after you've been all taped up.
Certain restrictions apply. But definitely, if you have a chance to get out to Modesto, if you need some gear, guys, Central Valley, Northern California, Central California, it's worth the trip. It's worth it to see what they're doing up there. But Magnum Boots was really the first company that stepped up. Now, anybody that's been following MC and I know that we've been kind of trying to court a kilt maker. Because what is a month of celebrating Lake Hilt without Lake Hilt?
That would just be February.
And MC, would you like to talk a little bit, or maybe not, about we won't mention them by name, but one company that we did try to court and their reaction to social media?
They sent a what I will say it was initially a very polite no thank you, that they were unable to assist us with our Kilted to Kick Cancer. Because they're a very small company, they said. I believe the 10 employees was the number, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a successful small business in my book, yeah.
Indeed. As an addendum to that particular email, they were not appreciative of our original posting asking people to flood their both Facebook and Twitter page and follow them and like them and order from them, et cetera, et cetera. They were kind of offended, was the feeling that I got. Is that the kind of the gist you got from it too?
Yes. It was very confusing, I have to say.
It was. They did offer to donate a kilt next year, maybe if we register for a 501c3. But basically they kind of felt like they were looking for a write-off for a donation, and that's It did not feel like a good fit, to say the absolute very least.
And I can totally understand that. These economic times, a kilt is not a cheap thing. You can't just be here's 10 of them at a cost to the company of, you know, probably upwards of $2,000. If you're a small company, I can totally understand that. But that is when our audience, more specifically your audience, stood up and turned us in a certain direction.
Yes, indeed. There was one reader in particular that gave a couple of different companies, and you reached out to one of them, and the reaction or the response you got back was not only on a Sunday, which should tell you something right there, but it was fairly soon after you sent an email, and I have we've already announced it, but two words is all you need for your kilting pleasure during Kilted to Kick Cancer. That is AltKilt, altkilt.com. Jeannie is the mastermind of AltKilt and has stepped up again, but absolutely blown our minds. She's got a history with kids cancer. Her youngest son, when he was 2.5, was diagnosed with, and I'm totally going to screw up this medical ease, but it's acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Did I say that correctly?
Good job.
But I watch a lot of House, you know?
I'm so proud. I won't even send you to jail.
Oh, look at that. We're trading places. It's like a movie. It's Freaky Friday. At any rate, he's been in remission now for, looks like a couple of years, but they have, they're in their family, fighting cancer is a huge deal. And again, much akin to Magnum, it wasn't, well, I can maybe offer a discount or I can maybe do this. She was, hey, this is what I can do for you. Bang, 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 bang. And she is hooking us up. As a matter of fact, I know of definitely two, possibly three people since we've announced that have purchased kilts through AltKilt, one of them being my dad. Thank you very much. So he's on board. He'll be down here to see MC number three. And he will have his kilt in tow and will be supporting us in kilted fashion.
That's great. And you guys can go over to altkilt.com. That's AltKilt. MC, you want to mnemonic that out?
That would be Adam Lincoln Tom, King Ida Lincoln Tom, dot Charles Ocean Mary.
There you go. And on the left-hand side, everybody, you can not only look through all the amazing kilts that they make. Now, these are custom-made kilts, and these aren't just your standard, kilt off the rack cotton. These are handmade, and some of them include custom leather panels attached.
And the leather is created by her husband.
Yes, Gray Cat Workshop. You can see a link there. But more importantly, I want you guys to go down under navigation and read through the Kilted for Kids Cancer, Our Story. And I think it's amazing that it was our audience, the people reading your Facebook, that pointed us in the direction of this organization, AltKilt.
Absolutely.
Who, it's such a perfect fit for what we're doing, especially since September is also Children's Cancer Awareness Month. So what we're looking at, guys, is it's not Kilted to kick prostate cancer. It's not Kilted to kick testicular cancer. We're using the kilt as a way of drawing interest and as an opening to a discussion about male-specific cancers, which we're finding out. And MC, I hope you can mention the article that you linked to for me the other night here in a minute.
Absolutely.
We're finding out that there isn't a lot of research being done into these two male-specific cancers, mainly because guys just don't want to talk about it. So the first thing we need to do is open up the conversation, and the kilt is what does that. However, if you would like to celebrate Kilted to Kick Cancer by donating money or, more importantly, hosting some sort of event in your community where people can come together and learn more about children's cancer or prostate cancer prevention, have a breast cancer awareness event. Let's get out there and raise money and raise awareness about a cancer that's important to you. That's what it's about right now this year. We hope this thing explodes and we can actually start raising a bunch of money for these organizations that are out there trying to learn more about what's killing us. And MC, if you have that article ready, if you want to tell our listeners about it, it blew my mind.
Absolutely. The gentleman's name that wrote this, his name is Stan Goldberg. You can find him at stangoldbergwriter.com. That's Stangoldberg, writer, WRITER.com. And the title of this particular post is Prostate Cancer Research Funding and Male Vanity. I've linked to it on the Facebook page. I also put it up on Twitter. Some interesting facts. Dr. Goldberg, I've actually contacted him, and he asked me to call him Stan. So I will do that. Very nice man.
Hi, Stan.
Hi, Stan. So Stan is actually a sufferer of prostate cancer, and much like Hybrid Medic has gone out in public and say, hey, you know, this we need to raise awareness about this. So here's just a little snippet of the beginning of the piece. 50 times more money is spent on research for breast cancer than is spent on prostate cancer. Now, does that mean that there are 50 times more women dying from breast cancer than men dying from prostate cancer? Hardly. Every year, 40,000 women die of breast cancer and 34,000 men die of prostate cancer. And yearly, there are only 15,000 more new cases of breast cancer than prostate. Since mortality rates and occurrence figures are similar, what could explain why a woman with breast cancer is thought to be 50 times more important than I am? The answer may be related less to science than it is to male vanity. And this is exactly why you and I are ditching what little shame, dignity, and pride that we have and wearing a kilt for an entire month, because we want to shatter that wall. We want to break down those barriers that men think that they're too tough, they're too strong, they're too big to, like our logo is going to show, to bend over a table and let a medical professional get up in it and get checked. That's our whole purpose, is to kind of destroy the attitude of you know, male virility and rawr, nothing can take us down. The article goes on to talk about some other factoids about other famous people that suffer from prostate cancer as well. Louis Gossett Jr., Senator Christopher Dodd, Colin Powell, Senator Bob Dole, Louis Farrakhan, Robert Goulet. Many of the 2 million sufferers are afraid that the general public, and especially women, will look at men and see only reduced sexuality and incontinence, whether or not it's present, and how mildly those people might experience either. It was such an eye-opening article, and I found myself just wanting to reach out to Stan. That's exactly what I did, and he is local, and he's told me that he is more than willing to come talk to any group about prostate cancer at no fee whatsoever. So perhaps we will hear more from Stan in the future is my hope.
That's great news, MC, and it was an amazing article. And this is to take nothing away from any other cancer research or fundraising that's going on. But when you really start to look at the numbers and you start to actually learn why there is such a disparity between certain cancers and research, and that it boils down to, like you said, it's the chest thumping and, well, you know, nobody's putting a finger up my butt. I don't care what they find. Well, what if they find cancer? And what if there's a 90% chance that they can treat it into remission and you have another 25 years with your family? I'm willing to take 2 minutes of uncomfort or discomfort, you know, for another 20 years with my wife. That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Absolutely.
And ladies out there, you know, if you're not doing your self exams and if you're eligible for a mammogram and you have the opportunity, please do it. Get screened, get checked, learn what your risk factors are. Like I said, before too old to work, too young to retire, sent me that pin and told me that September was Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, I had no idea what my risk factors were. Now I'm learning more. And that makes me a man.
Absolutely. Taking the responsibility, making sure you are there to provide for your family, be a dad to your children, a husband to your wife, and a provider to your entire family. That's what a man is.
Indeed. I could not agree with you more. And trying to spread that word, and maybe it'll click with, like we've said, if just one person clicks, gets checked, and can earn that extra time, this is all worth it.
Absolutely. And I do want to kind of second your opinion about not – or your statement rather. We're not trying to take away from any other cancer researches. You know, I'm certainly no doctor and I am definitely not a scientist. But
Certainly not.
Hello, nurse. But I'm pretty sure that they cure one kind of cancer. I'm kind of thinking the domino effect. You know what I mean? So – if we knock out prostate, then, you know, what's next? We knock out breast cancer, what's next? And speaking personally, my mom's a breast cancer survivor. You know, she found out on a Thursday a number of years ago that she had cancer in one for sure, and there was an 80 to 85% chance at some point it was going to show up in the other. And 3 days later, she had a double mastectomy. And she's not only alive, but she's extremely healthy. So I have deep-seated hatred for breast cancer. It is touched, and different kinds of cancer took both my maternal grandparents. So I am no fan of the cancer. So anything we can do to raise awareness of any sort really is extremely beneficial.
Certainly, and especially since that's in your family history, and you've got daughters.
Absolutely.
And as I do, and that's something that we need to be looking at moving forward. And as much research as we can get into what's causing it, how to detect it, how to treat it early, that's going to be the key, you know. And just, guys, September, Kilted to Kick Cancer, yes, it's an attention grabber. Yes, it's a gimmick. I'll admit it. Somebody sent me a message that said, isn't this just a gimmick? And I said, you're absolutely right. But look, you're talking to me, which means you're thinking about it. And that's what it's about. It's about using this thing that we both enjoy, which is the freedom of wearing the kilt.
Very, and, very succinctly put, sir.
And as we've said, it's that jumping off point to, hey, buddy, what do you got under there? Well, you know what? I have a, you know, 1 in 6 chance of suffering from prostate cancer. And so do you. Let's talk about it. Maybe it's an uncomfortable conversation. But again, I would rather be uncomfortable now than have it kill me.
Absolutely. I'm... The more we talk about it, the more people come out of, like we said, come out of the woodwork. Not only am I excited, but I'm extremely humbled. What kind of just started as a fun idea between you and me a year ago has really just absolutely exploded.
And it needs to keep going. And I've also gotten a couple emails, as I'm sure you have, MC. I think you were CC'd in a couple of them, of people kind of, quote unquote, asking for permission to kind of take Kilted to Kick Cancer in their own direction.
Right.
I don't want to speak for both of us, but guys, do it.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
If you can offer a link to kiltedtokickcancer.org, just because we're starting to gather up some links from our sponsors of organizations that you can donate money to, MC and I will not be collecting any money.
Nope.
We don't want your money. We don't need it. If we take your money, then we have to pay somebody to take care of the money to make sure the money actually gets donated to research and less money goes in. So if you guys need someone to donate to, please go to kiltedtokickcancer.org. We're working on getting a better page up there, I promise. And if you're going to host an event or you've got an organization that you think is worthy of donations, let us know. We'll put the link up. And let's share where people can put their money, because there's an organization out there that will match your socioeconomic, ethnic, religious. There's somebody out there that clicks with what you believe and what you want, and they will put the money towards the right thing.
Yeah, this is not the Motor Cop and Happy Medic present Kilted to Kick Cancer.
No.
We are not associated. Our platforms, although are helping to get the word out, we're not involved in product. I mean, it's not about us at all. And I think that's what is keeping us not only grounded, but again, humbled by the outpouring of support for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you, not for me. It's a cause that we really believe in, and we want to, again, just raise awareness. That's all we're about. And, you know, I think that is particularly these days strikes a chord with people. We're not asking you for your money. We're asking you to make a doctor's appointment. That's it.
Yep. Or just, we're going to have some stuff, again, Magnum Boots is going to help us with designing and getting printed up some takeaway material for you with links and information. And it's not going to say, you know, please visit happymedic.com. It's going to say, please go find somebody in your community that needs your help. Go get checked. Call your doctor, like MC said. It's not about us. It's not about, well, it's not about our blogs. It's about us. I mean,
yes.
I'm paying attention. I'm going to get checked.
Absolutely.
But, I'm also very curious to get out to Las Vegas for EMS World Expo and see how many kilts we can get. Now, I know we've got guaranteed your dad, but he's not going to be there. Apparently, your kid is more important than my show as well.
Yes,
but
it is.
We've got word that Random Ward is going to be kilted.
Yes.
Kelly Grayson, Ambo Driver, also known as the EMS Blog Father, will be kilted. Also, Staff Sergeant John Broyles. You've seen him on the Twitter machine. You've seen him on the Facebook. There is a rumor that Alt Kilts is making him a custom kilt out of his Army uniform.
That's going to be badass. I want pictures of that.
If that is true, I have goosebumps now thinking about it. I mean, you guys, how cool is that?
Let's direct the conversation back to Alt Kilts here for a second, because – again, these aren't off the rack kilts. How many people does Jeannie have in her organization? Three, four?
I believe it's Jeannie, the husband doing the leather, and then maybe one, possibly two others. So you're looking at 3 to 4 people max.
So, you know, like we were talking about with the previous suitor that we were trying to woo, they are twice as big. And the size of the heart at Alt Kilts is staggering. But these are handmade kilts. This isn't something that they just, you know, whip off a conveyor belt, throw an Alt Kilt logo on it, and ship it off to wherever. I mean, this takes time to make these things. You know, they make I believe I read on their website somewhere that about 300 is what their goal is for the year.
And we've already taken up almost 10 of those.
Indeed.
Just for this movement, and in the last, correct me if I'm wrong, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
So, guys, if you're looking for them, altkilt.com is the website. It's going to get a little bit confusing when you're looking for them on other social media platforms. Look for them on Facebook, alt.kilt. Make sure it's singular. Make sure you get the dot in there. MC, what's their Twitter?
Their Twitter is going to be @alt_kilt.
So that's where it gets confusing, the dot, the underscore. But keep looking, guys. If you have any question on how to find them, of course, all you have to do is just look for Happy Medic, The Happy Medic, or Motor Cop 1 on Twitter, or look at our Facebook pages, and we have been linking to Alt-Kilt like crazy.
Oh, which I think we have some business to conduct this evening. It may be post-show, but we're going to have three lucky winners of something, yes?
Yes, we are. I was looking at the Alt-Kilt Facebook page, and I said, you know, they've got 515 fans. That's unacceptable.
Indeed.
We need more. We need more people following the wonderful works of Alt-Kilt. So I just, you know, I said, hey, you know, when they hit 600, I'll pick three people to get a EMS 2.0 patch free. I got them coming out of my ears over here. You jumped on and said Motor Wings to the same three people. And how long did it take to get up to 600? A couple of days.
Yeah, two and a half days, maybe. Somewhere on that.
2.5 days. So anybody that tells you social media doesn't work.
Doesn't know how it actually works.
Doesn't know how it actually works. Exactly. And, you know, it may seem like a silly thing. Hey, like their page. Well, guess what? When they do something cool, you're going to see it. And you don't even have to try anymore. That's the great thing about social media.
Hey, speaking of social media, I saw that there are a couple of charming bloggers were featured in some magazine you posted.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. MC, you've seen the magazine, yes?
I have.
This, you guys, American Cop Magazine, AmericanCopMagazine.com, I believe, is the site. One of their featured authors did a great piece about the perils of social media, mainly in law enforcement. But the word that this author used the most was common sense.
Oh, hey, come on. Nobody wants to hear that.
And it really boiled down what you should be posting, what you should not be posting. Great tips for law enforcement officers on disabling the geotagging on the phone to make sure that if you take a picture of I don't have the article in front of me, I apologize. If you take a picture of your kid in the backyard and you accidentally mention that you work for the PD on the same account, you know, some dirtbag can track you down. But really great tips.
Was the geotagging?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
And, really, really great tips, MC. I'm sure you're doing all that stuff already.
That's cool. God, yes.
The best part of this article is the two blogs that this guy mentions are The Happy Medic and Motor Cop.
Fantastic work.
I saw the link and I nearly fell over. It was so great to be mentioned, and you know, the author went into a little bit on HIPAA, the Health Insurance Privacy and Portability Act.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah, an Accountability Act. Sorry, it says I can't tell what patients are doing, so I have to change everything. But it really talks about being vague and being generic. And just having the mention, and there's a little screenshot of Happy up there. And what was great was the page that was selected was one of the articles about Brian Stowe. So it's nice to see Brian again, you know, and still tracking his recovery, guys. Don't forget, support the number 4 BrianStowe.com to get updates from the family. Had a little scare a couple weeks ago. With another seizure, and I'm a little off track here, but, you know, they did arrest two more suspects down in LA. So hopefully that's moving forward as well. But Motor Cop, great article.
It was nice to be mentioned. That was they mentioned a couple other blogs.
Officer Smith, I think was,
yeah. Officer Smith was one, yeah. And there was, Krupke, Officer Krupke.
Oh, Officer Krupke. I love that blog. That's a great blog.
Dude, that guy cracks me up. He's hilarious. He hasn't been posting much lately, but I think he got stripes. So maybe he's had to relax a little bit.
Well, hey, when I get my collar brass any day now, you better bet I'm going to keep blogging.
Yeah, atta boy. Damn the man.
Mainly because I'll be at a desk.
Wait a minute. I'm the man. So
you are the man.
Damn myself? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry.
But yeah, guys, AmericanCopMagazine.com. You can check out all their back issues. Is it the most recent one? It's their September one.
Yeah, I think the digital edition released yesterday is when I saw you post it. So that is my assumption.
There's lots of covers, but there's one. I think the cover you're looking for is the lady pointing at and yelling at the cop, and the cop just looking at her like whatever. I think that's the cover of the one you're looking for.
No.
Social media.
I think that was inside. The social media one is on the what is on the cover? I suppose I could pull it up. I think it's it shows a cop in a car and the terminal.
He's on his MDT.
Yeah, there you go. From your MDT like that would ever be possible.
Well, guys, I think on the inside cover then there's a great shot, or maybe it's just another article of a lady screaming at a cop and pointing at him, and the look on the cop's face is just classic. Most of the covers on those magazines are guns. I think they should put that lady yelling at the cop on the cover of the magazine. I might even
people never yell at us. That is insane.
No, you never get yelled at. Now, MC, quick aside, get a little viewer mail. Shell1972 on Twitter would like to know why you don't have a patch. And she needs one to go with her EMS 2.0 patch, LOL.
Oh, okay.
So where's the patch swag?
I was assuming the motor wings that every motor on the face of the planet has. That's what I thought she was referring to.
Like face of the planet, you're going to go there?
Well, most motors have motor wings, at least in the United States.
Why do they have wings, by the way? Quick aside. You already have the wheel. Your bike doesn't have wings.
Have you seen me ride?
I have.
See?
Okay.
I don't know why I don't have it sounds like somebody somewhere has dropped the ball, and since I certainly wouldn't be the one to drop it, I'm going to have to blame you.
I'll take it.
All right. Excellent.
All right. So in other words, we're going to work on getting you a patch.
That's a lovely idea.
That your followers would be able to purchase and wear upon their person in a way of showing solidarity and support of you, the anonymous blogger.
The anonymous blogger. That should have been my handle right there. The anonymous blogger.
Yeah, and that was another thing that was mentioned very, very much in that article, and a couple others that have been coming out on the EMS side as well, of the whole question of anonymity in speaking online. And really, it's the higher ups don't want you to do it, but it's absolutely necessary.
I could not agree more. It's such a great tool. I mean, and look at what's happened to us in the last 3.5 years and the platform that we've built. And, on my Facebook page, I just crossed over, no pun intended, 1,000 followers, fans, likes, whatever the hell they're called. And that's not an egotistical thing. These are a community of people that all have something in common and all want to hear about the daily ins and outs of a police officer, be it other cops who want that solidarity you're talking about, or citizens who have always been curious but, would no sooner jump off a cliff as walk up to a police officer and ask them a question. It's a very safe place to say, hey, what do I do if X, Y, or Z? Mm-hmm. And I think the sense of building a platform and a community like that article mentioned, the educational entertainment, I believe they actually have coined the term edutainment at some conference somewhere. But I think it's a legitimate thing. And I'm very jealous of where you are because you don't have to be anonymous anymore. We still call you Happy Medic because that's who you are. You've built that backing and that platform and identity. But you still get to be Justin, and that's a very unusual predicament you find yourself in. And I am extremely jealous. I would love to tell everybody what my name is and not have to worry about, oh God, did we say, whatever, and dropping that ball and having to disappear. I'm not worried about stalkers or you know, criminals coming to find me. But still, you know, wave in the back of my mind, I got to think about, you know, I've got a family and better safe than sorry, you know?
Certainly. And hopefully one day I won't have to listen to these recordings all the way through again to make sure that that bomb didn't drop.
Totally.
That would be nice, because when you're enjoying the Sterling, sometimes, you know, and it's happened. It has happened where I have dropped the S-bomb.
I want to say they may have made it into a show.
It has. However, ooh, I was
Easter egg hunt.
Luckily, we have enough episodes now. People will be like, nah, I'm good.
Totally.
Yeah. But going back real quick to, you know, you had touched on community on Facebook, that there's 1,000 people that are interested in what you have to say. And I don't know our policy on mentioning other podcasts, but I'm going to go ahead and say it's okay. Generation Medicine had a guest on who commented that community is no longer geographical. It's ideological. We don't seek out those around us. We seek out those who think like us and believe like us and are saying things that we like to hear, regardless of where they are. And that's the power of social media, is that you can bring opinions that you want to hear directly to you.
Absolutely.
Can't remember that guy's name. It was it was me.
No.
Yep.
Oh, you are such a whore.
I am a whore, but I mentioned the other show.
That's true. You did.
I gave him credit. And Maris and Natalie, it's a great show.
God, I can't believe you just totally pimped yourself out like that. You have no shame.
I have no shame. I'm going to be kilted to kick cancer in September. And as you said, I'm dropping shame and pride, and I'm letting it hang out.
Please don't drop anything else, please.
Under a kilt.
I'm gonna be standing next to you. I don't want you dropping anything else. Yeah.
That was some very awkward prison humor.
Well, yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Now, I'm just looking at, kind of on that vein, the difference between jail and prison, which you so eloquently put to rest at motorcopblog.com, sir. I look at that pen versus the pokey. That's right. Now, if I go to jail, I might get a date. But if I go to the penitentiary, I'm probably going to get married.
Without a doubt.
That's kind of how we're looking at it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not in the market. In either fashion.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Now, MC, would you like to give the folks maybe a little hint at what AltKilt has in store for us in September? Or should we let them just look through the website? How about this? Let's do this. Let's have a contest.
Ooh.
Let's have a contest. For the three listeners that we have, excluding our mothers. Okay, so for the one listener left. I want you guys to go to altkilt.com, look through the entire website, and if anyone can correctly guess which kilt myself and or MotorCop will be wearing in September, and keep in mind, we still need to actually get them in hand from AltKilt to confirm it, but if you can guess which kilt we'll be wearing, look through the site, put it up on Twitter, put the hashtag Kilted to Get Cancer. I think at the Happy Medic or at MotorCop 1, we'll be wearing, let's just pull one out here. I'm going to look at their specialty kilts, and I'm going to say burgundy and silver. So hashtag Kilted to Get Cancer, at MotorCop 1, wearing burgundy and silver. If it turns out that you're right, I'll send you an EMS 2.0 patch. Because that's what I got.
That sounds good. And so I'll step up with the motor wing as well. And I'm getting to the point where I'm probably going to have to cut them off of my uniforms. But damn it, I'll do it.
Damn it. Have we earned the tag yet? Was that the tag right there?
That was like the late night softcore Skinemax tag.
And I think at that point, after talking about jail dating and not wearing anything under a kilt, and you've brought it back to Skinemax at night, Mr. Motorcop from motorcopblog.com, where can folks find you online?
Well, they can find me at motorcopblog.com, like you said. Also find me on the Facebook at Motorcop. Just search for Motorcop, or on Twitter at Motorcop1.
And I am still Justin Shore, the Happy Medic. You can find me at happymedic.com, on Facebook, The Happy Medic, Twitter, The Happy Medic, pretty much anywhere you go, as I've always said, The Happy Medic. Chances are that's me. Just look for the smiling fireman. And please spread the word. Twitter, hashtag Kilted to Kick Cancer. Special thanks again to Magnum Boots USA and Alt Kilt for stepping up huge in support of Kilted to Kick Cancer. This is going to be big. I don't want to give away anything, but I know a guy who's going to be on the Today Show in a week and a half, and I'm trying to talk him into wearing a kilt. So we'll see if we can't catch Matt Lauer's attention and maybe get an introduction to Ann Curry. So until next time, Mr. Motorcop, be safe. Don't fall off the bike and fly away.
And Ann Curry? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that a problem?
No, man. You know, different strokes.
She's no Gasaelia. I'll say that much.
That's true.
The proceeding was brought to you by the ever-expanding egos and desires for world domination of Motorcop and the Happy Medic. Please keep in mind the crossover is meant to be entertainingly educational. Before you try and follow anything you deem as advice, remember you're listening to a man representing himself as a cartoon character named Happy and a self-admitted narcissist who hides under a motorcycle helmet. If you've been offended by anything in this show, past shows, or future shows, do us all a favor. Lighten up, would ya?
Squad 51 returning to quarters.
Squad 51.